I had grand plans for how I would spend the free time I had won in my wager with Archibald. There were so many ways I wanted to use that gift that I could not decide where to start. I went back to my cell to fetch some notes and sat down on my pallet. Then I opened my eyes to find it was morning. The hours of night had not gone to waste, though, for I awoke with ideas and intentions that had not been in my head when I had closed my eyes. Given the sorts of things we had been talking about lately at Messel, it was hard not to think that, while I'd lain unconscious, my mind had been busy rambling all over the local parts of hemmed space, exploring alternate versions of the world. I went and found Archibald, who had slept less than I. He was inclined to surliness until I shared with him some of what I had been thinking about, if thinking was the right word for processes that had taken place without my volition while I had been unconscious. For breakfast, I had some dense, grainy buns and dried fruit. Afterwards, I went to a little stand of trees out behind the first Sconic chapter house. Archibald was waiting for me there, brandishing a shovel he had borrowed from a garden shack. He scooped out a shallow depression in the earth, no larger than a serving bowl. I lined it with a scrap of poly sheeting that I had scavenged from one of the middens that secular people left everywhere they went, and that had lately begun to pock the grounds of this consent. "Here goes nothing," I said, hitching up my bolt. "The best experiments," he said, "are the simplest."